Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the girl daddy, but I'm a hot girl daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Hello and welcome to the podcast on a Friday.
Hey.
We got a lot to get to today. We're going to be talking to Stacy, our medium.
Yes.
And we have a couple of Miguel and Holly fam members, the Platypus Posse, who emailed and said, I want to be read by Stacy. And thank to so many of you that actually have emailed. I had a lot of emails from you.
I bet.
And the Platypus Posse that were like, I want Stacy to read me.
Yeah.
Well, you can always reach out to her if you weren't one of the ones.
That's what she does.
Exactly. So before we get to that, Holly, you said that we have a response from a Platypus Posse member about a conversation we had about different generations.
Yes. And I don't remember if this wasn't the last podcast, but maybe two podcasts ago.
Okay.
We were having a conversation about Gen Z,
mm-hmm.
millennials, what I call myself, the sort of Zennial generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, I just saw this. I just got an Instagram DM from Carrie Sterling, who first of all said that she was feeling fuck your birthday.
Oh, wow.
And she said she thinks it does have to do with the fact that my birthday is on January 1st because she feels that way and her birthday is right before Christmas.
Well, yeah. You don't get the same energy for your birthday.
Yeah, she's like, I just don't get it. And so anyway, I get that. So that was the first part of her message. And then she related because her birthday is right before Christmas in 1981. And obviously my birthday is January 1st, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says, as speaking of, coming up on 40th birthdays, I thought about the Zennial / elderly millennial conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Having a Gen X brother, I hated being identified as a millennial. But then I realized that after the conversation that we had on our podcast, the class of 2000, which is me,
mm-hmm.
and obviously Carrie too, are the OG millennials.
Mm.
Oh.
She went on to say, when I was in kindergarten, they made a huge deal about this, and we had to have pictures in front of the high school in huge class of 2000 t-shirts. The future might not look like the Jetsons, but I look around and see our generation really getting it done, and that's pretty cool. I think Miguel mentioned something about millennial government leaders. Well, Pete Buttigieg, is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Was the first of our generation to run for president, and AOC and her Green New Deal are always making waves. Anyways, just a few friendly thoughts. Love your show and have a great night. Which I thought was so appropriate because she made a comment that, yeah, we are getting involved in all this new stuff.
Starting.
And I had the same experience. When I was in kindergarten, they gave us shirts that said Class of the Future. Because
2000.
2000 was so
the
bizarre.
The year 2000.
I think, when did I start kindergarten? It must have been probably like 1986 or 87. And people in the 80s were like, you're going to graduate when?
Oh.
And it was bizarre. So I really appreciated that message. And I thought that was a good little Zennial tag note to put in there. So
absolutely.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, I definitely feel it. And I feel like no matter what your politics are, that like listening to Joe Biden speak the other night for the State of the Union and sort of what he's planning on doing, we are, obviously, he is, like, not even a baby boomer. He's, like, the silent generation, I think. Like, he's
he might be.
Right. But he has said, I am a transitional candidate. I'm here to bring along the people from my generation, from the baby boomers, and say, you know what? We had our chance. We're good. Let's let their ideas flourish and see what they can do.
The new generation.
Wow.
Exactly. So I think it's really fascinating. I had this thought the other day when I'd had a few glasses of wine.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I was trying to make sense of what I was saying to my fiance, Abe, about there was a story that, like, NPR had reached its 50th anniversary. And I was like, if I were 21 working at NPR for their first broadcast, and now I'm retired and I'm, you know, they trot me out to celebrate and I'm like 71 now. And I'm like, yes, I remember being there. When they started NPR, their radio studios did not look like what we have. There were no computers.
No.
There was like typewriters. That's they had crazy. To like, I mean, so it's just crazy to think what they saw in those 50 years. So now they're like retired. So then I was like, wait a minute. 50 years from like when I started radio in 2004 when I started at my first real radio station that wasn't college or my high school, and thinking about what it's going to look like when we're retired and we're like 71 and they trot us out for something, like the world is going to be so different.
Oh yes,
so different in those years. And it like I had one of those like out of body like am I going to be like where? Like
I don't
what?
Know, just but like even it's happening now because Miguel, mm-hmm. you and I did a we talked at what was it? We did the Add to Tampa
oh,
Bay.
Oh, Add to Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm.
And we had to tell stories about like making your voice heard as a woman or as a minority in the workplace, and just some of the stories that we told from our coming up days. Like those people now, like the 20-year-olds, were like, what?
They said what to you? You had to do what?
Yeah. And so even now, only having been in the industry for like 15 years, we've seen so much change. I can't imagine.
I sat there and I was like, Abe, like, I'm going to be an old black man and you're going to be an old white man.
Yeah.
And like, what are we going to be? But then what was also cool the next day when I thought about it some more, is I put so much pressure on myself to be better, to do better, to be like, I'm 35, I'm an adult, I need to have this together, and I should have this much in my savings, and I should be able to do this. And I'm like, we got a long life to live.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, a and long who put life. Who put those expectations on you?
Me.
Yeah.
Me.
You.
So it was just, having those sort of conversations are always like super fascinating to me. All right, let's go ahead and get Stacy on the phone.
Yes. I met with Stacy yesterday.
Oh, that's right. How did it go?
Went great. We talked for like 2 hours. It was really great, though. She's got a gift.
She that real deal? Did she connect to things that like no one would know?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Stacy.
How are you?
Wonderful. You're on the podcast with Holly and Scotty the Baddie.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Good. Hey, girl. Good to hear from you again.
Yes, indeed.
So you met with Holly yesterday. How was that?
I hope it was good. Holly, how did you feel?
Good. I said, like, we talked for like 2 hours and it was good. It was a good exchange. I said, you got a gift. You got you got something. You know, I don't know that we know exactly what to call it, but it's something because we had several moments during our sit down yesterday where I was just sort of like, wait, why did you say that? There was like a time reference and I was like, why did you say that month? And so we went into that. And then there was this reference about, I don't know. There was like a reference about a baby. And I was like, why did you say that? Because it's stuff that is, it's like synchronicity in a way that it's come up before. And there would be no way for Stacy to have known how that worked in my life prior to this. I mean, this is not anything I've ever talked about on the radio. I don't even really talk about some of this stuff like with my friends.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's just, woo, got a little crazy. And I'm still very curious about the baby thing. So we'll just, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I think what's so interesting about when, like, the first time I met with Stacy, and even now, you know, if I'm like, hey, can I have a reading and can we chat, is I don't give up any information.
Right.
You know, so I sort of am just like, I'm not saying anything. I want to know what you know. I'm so curious. And then you're like, well, shit, you just blew my brain. Like, oh, my God. Like, how did you even know that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's something. It's like vibes. I mean, you got to just understand some things you don't understand. And it just happens.
It's definitely one of those things where I, like I said before, I just sit back and I'm like, okay, then, well, this is happening. And yeah, I don't understand how it works sometimes. And it's just, I'm me. And I can feel things and I know things and I have no idea how that happens. And I like to keep as clear and as happy as I can be and as positive I can stay. You know, it's definitely a very interesting gift, to say the very, very least. To say the very, very least.
Well, let's get both of our Miguel and Holly fam members on real quick.
Okay. Now, these are two fam members that emailed Miguel. And you said it was going to be one, but I see two sneaked in.
Yeah. We had so many messages. I was like, I feel bad.
The first one and two people, I'm assuming, that got up in your inbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. These are the first two.
Hello?
Amy, it's Miguel, Holly, and Scotty. How are you?
I'm fine, y'all. How are you guys doing?
Good. Wonderful. Thank you. Welcome to the podcast, Amy.
This is exciting. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amy, hold on for 1 second, okay?
Of course.
Probably should have done all this before we started the podcast.
That's fine. That's nice. It keeps you on your toes. Will they answer? Who knows? Right.
This is how it works behind the scenes when we do bits. Like, they better answer.
Hello?
Donna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. All right. We're going to talk to Amy. And Stacy's going to talk to Amy, and then we're going to get to you. So you're going to be on hold for a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, hold on.
And so you said I'm doing a banner because I can do things on the video now.
Yes, you can.
Who's first?
Amy is gonna be first, and that's A-M-I-E.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's put Amy on. All right, Amy, you are on with Stacy. Stacy, we're just gonna sit back and listen.
Okay. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
No. Okay. So first and foremost, chill, relax. This is so easy peasy lemon squeezy. Like, legit, pretend what's happening isn't happening. Just literally take a deep breath and just chill. So yeah, because you've got a lot going on, and I understand totally how you're feeling. So first and foremost, I work solely and strictly through God, with God. You're always in charge of your own fate. You're always in charge of your own destiny. I don't know what you've heard about me, but I'll explain to you my gift, and I'll probably say the same thing to the next person who wants to do this with me. But I can literally feel everything, past, present, future. I can feel people who are alive. I can feel people who have passed. I can feel animals. And girl, as soon as I heard your voice, I'm going, oh my goodness gracious.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to try to keep it clear and clean for you because of everything going on, but I'm just going to lay it out there.
Do it.
I want to lift you up, and I say this a lot to my different clients, but girl, I want to encourage you. I want to help you, and I want to push you forward with everything going on because it's almost like you're at a crossroads. But there's people that have passed, and this is one of the reasons why you contacted the show. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, because it's like literally you have four people that literally line up. Okay. It's really interesting to me. I know. And there might be people that you're like, okay, well, I'm hoping to hear from my grandma. No, you got to just let it go. No expectations. Okay. Just let it go, because you would be shocked at what souls come through that you may have not have thought had a relationship with that you weren't so close with, but they admired you and they loved you and they wanted you. So with all of that being said, I'm just going to start spewing out information I need you to put together. If it doesn't fit, I want you to hold on to it.
Okay.
And let it sink later, okay?
Okay.
First and foremost, and see, this is what's driving me crazy. And your parents are still alive, correct? Because there's a woman behind you, and it feels motherly, motherly, motherly. But logically, I'm going, it can't be her mom. Is your mom still alive?
She is. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So is her mother not alive?
She's not, correct. She passed.
Okay. I was going to say, but she passed a while ago. Like, it almost feels like time has gone on, as if she keeps apologizing because she's like, I didn't get to spend time with her. Like, you. Like, she's going, I didn't get to spend enough time with her. She still needs you to know that you were very, very, very valuable to her. But she's also saying, I've been with her through big parts of her life, even when she doesn't realize that I've been there.
Oh.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. My grandma, love her. Yeah.
She's amazing. And I don't know if like your mom has china or you guys like collect special little dishes, but she keeps showing me like tea and like tea parties and stuff like that. So I don't know if it was something you did when you were little or that's something your mom did, but this is significant. So if you could ask her for me, or at least hold on to it for yourself, please.
Okay.
Because I can almost guarantee you within like 2 or 3 days, you're going to go, oh my gosh, she has like my mom's, like my mom has her china set. Something like that's going to pop up. I'll get, because she keeps pushing a coffee cup on me and I don't know why.
Dang. Okay. I will hang on to that and we'll let you know.
Yeah. It's very random. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The other thing that she keeps bringing forward. So this is what happens is like, sometimes one soul will come through like it is, and then they'll be like, hey, everybody, we're here, and we're going to talk to everybody. And sometimes they like to be the one that gives you advice through your life, all of that stuff. So I don't know if you're in a solid relationship right now or what, but she's basically giving you, like, positive juju about this and, like, celebrating with you. So this is apparently a very good thing for you with your relationship. Is that correct? Did you just get married, or, you know, are you questioning marriage? Because she's like, this is your person.
No, we've been together for almost 15 years. So to have her say there's good juju around it is a good thing.
Okay, thank you. Because it's just, she's like, I guess she wasn't here. Were you guys not, like, was she not alive when you got married? Or has it really been that long that she's been gone?
No, it's been that long. My husband met her a couple months before our wedding, and then she passed shortly after.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so just celebrating that you still have him. Okay. That's really important to her that you know that. Okay. So this is interesting. I'm random. I apologize.
It's okay.
So either your mom, she goes names are copied. Okay. So when it's like spirit charades. So when they're showing me like names are copied, sometimes either you've named somebody after her or you were named or somebody was named, a name gets carried over through the family. So I don't know if your mom carries her name or a middle name, but it's making a big deal of your names. It's female names. It's not like the males. It's a female name. So can you hold on to that for me as well, please?
Yes.
That's driving me nuts. Can you tell me whether or not that's actually a fact? Like, is your mom named, like, who is named after the woman in your family?
Everybody. Like, everybody.
Okay, so I'm not wrong with this.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's making like a big deal about this specific name. And I'm like, okay, like, all right. This is how she's validating. Okay. She's also letting you know, this gets touchy and I'm sorry if I'm wrong and I get to sound like a complete idiot, which is fine. I'm good at this. Do you have children?
I do.
Okay. Because you need to know they're okay.
Okay.
You need to know all is okay. She says there's a lot of worry with this.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I didn't. Can I say something, Stacey?
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Absolutely.
Awesome. I have 4 kids. So and they're beautiful and they're healthy and I feel good about it. But we're on the fence of do we have more? Do we stop? Are we good? And I'm is that maybe what she's saying?
Yeah.
Like, girl, you're done. Call it a day.
Yeah. Yes, okay. It's okay. Like, you're done.
Okay.
They're okay. Like, you don't need any extra because it's almost like you're concerned about your health if you go further.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Don't. That's your intuition. Listen to it.
Can I step in for 1 second?
Absolutely.
Because Stacey, if I'm remembering correctly, didn't you say at the beginning of this that Amy was sort of like in a fork in a road where she had to make a big decision?
Yeah.
Is this the big decision that you've been weighing on, Amy?
Miguel, like, every day of my life, my youngest is 3. I have dreams about this. This is constantly, it weighs on me because I don't know if I'm meant to have more or if I should be done. That's the crossroads that my husband and I have been facing, you know, every day of our relationship. So this is, he wants to be done. I know we should be done. We're good. Our cup overflows, but you just don't know. Like, you don't.
Do you want to know who your dreams are about?
Please.
Your grandchildren.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to have such a different relationship and such a different bond, and it's a girl. What?
Wow, but that's not for like a while, I'm assuming. If your youngest
not
is three.
A very long time, but the dreams can keep streaming of a girl.
Okay. It's just going to be a while, Amy. It's just going to be a while.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's good. My oldest is 10, so he can take his time. No rush.
Yeah.
No rush. No. We're talking like mid-20s, almost 30, but yeah.
Wow.
It's all great. Yeah, sincerely.
Okay. That's beautiful. My young, because I have three boys and a girl. My youngest is a boy. I had a really hard time when I found out he was a boy. I'm talking like in my bathroom crying, like I was really upset. Yeah. So this is, wow. Okay. I can't wait to catch this on the replay on the YouTube to like really take all of this in.
Girl, yes. Let me just tell you how lucky you are that it is being recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Because right. When Miguel went and did his, you know, reading, and I sat with Stacey yesterday, I was like, damn it! Why didn't I have a recorder going? Because it goes so fast, and it's like, mm-hmm. How do I, like Stacey says, hold on to it? And I'm like, there's too many things. It's hard to hold.
Right.
But you got a gift right here. So this is good that you can go back and listen or watch. And that really is amazing.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
incredible.
That is just such an amazing talent and gift. It's not even talent.
It's not
a gift.
Yeah,
it's a gift.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. you were able to not say anything and... You know, that's the beauty of what Stacey does is she is trying to interpret these things, and you're trying to put it together. And at first you're like, all right, well, I feel like you're kind of reaching. And then when that finally clicks,
yeah,
it's
the
like
piece, the piece of the puzzle.
This because it's not like you're Stacey, correct me if I'm wrong, where it's not like you're getting an email and it says, dear Stacey, here's what Amy's going through. Here's what it says. It's like you're putting together a puzzle almost.
It's a
right?
shot in the dark, but it's an accurate shot.
Absolutely. And it's something, oh gosh, I wish I could get an email. That would make my life so much easier. I tell clients all the time that it's almost like putting together a puzzle. I don't get to look at the picture. And to make it even more interesting, the puzzle's like the front of the puzzle is on it. It's turned around. Mm. So I just get to see the back of the puzzle.
Wow.
So it's like, throwing all the pieces out there, and I always tell my clients, it's for you to put together. I just feel all this at once, and it's interesting because the people for the next caller is nagging at me, too, so I'm trying to differentiate who belongs to who.
Yeah, you should have got them one at a time.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Too many people.
No. It would have happened no matter what because I'm working. Like, this is just how this goes, and if you ever do have a session with me, you'll notice I don't ask questions. I'll say, well, this makes sense because I need to know if I'm on the right path because I will feel certain things. And when you are having like psychic charades, you have to remember when I'm working, I have 1,000 things already going on in my mind anyways because of my own personal life. So then when I'm picking up random stuff on top of my own stuff, that's the interesting ones, the coffee cup or the, you know what I mean? Or the name, how the grandmother just kept going, but they have my name, like the name. That's the stuff that's like, oh, that doesn't belong to me. That's not my own thoughts.
Man,
what's
that's
going
gotta
on
be here? Exhausting and also loud.
Extremely interesting to say the very least. So I don't like asking questions. I like to go ahead with my sessions and blurt out as much as I can. And then at the end of the sessions, look at everybody and go, okay, so anybody got any questions? Because then, and 99% of the time, it's already wiped out through the session, through what I've already had to say. So it's very, very, very interesting. And one more time, and one more thing, please, before we end this session with her. So what's going on with your father?
He passed.
I know.
2 years ago.
And I need you to understand that he did not suffer.
Okay.
Like, that's a big deal. Okay, because it's one of those things like he's going, I just get to fall asleep.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
And he also, like, I don't know if you like have like his, this is weird. And no offense to you, I'm saying weird because I can't pinpoint exactly what this means. He makes me want to put something on my chest. Like I don't know if you guys like have his ashes and little necklaces or if he has like a necklace with a cross. But he's talking about the necklace. Okay. This is his confirmation of saying, hey, I'm here. I'm okay. You do see him in your dreams.
Yes.
Sometimes you wake up and you're like, I don't know if that was really him. That was actually him visiting.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for reaffirming that.
yeah, that's you're right, Stacey. You're on everything. You're right. Thank you.
And dragonflies are also a thing for him. So when you see the random dragonflies, like especially the really pretty green ones and stuff like that, those are him.
Dragonflies. That's new.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I'm writing that one down.
Wow. And especially for your boys.
For my boys?
Mm. Yeah. One of them looks like him when he was younger.
Yes, Stacey.
Is this your second son? Because he's putting up the number two for me.
Oh, no. I would say it's more my third son. However, I do see... could be. Like, maybe he's saying, no, Dominic is mine, not the father-in-law, because everybody seems to think that my second looks like my father-in-law, and I see that too, but there are sometimes he makes these faces, and I'm like, that's great.
It's the eyes. It's the way he does his eyebrows, and the way he looks with his eyes is your dad. Like, and he has your dad's personality. Your third son has your dad's carbon copy of, like, what he looked like when he was a child.
Yeah, okay. I see that. Oh, okay. So Dom's going to be he's going to be my troublemaker. Got it. Writing that down.
Okay. He's literally going to be your smart ass. So good luck.
Yes.
That is incredible. Amy, thank you so much for letting us find and discover on this journey with Stacey on our podcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This was an honor. I love the show. Stacey, thank you for sharing your gift with me. I appreciate it.
Amy, it was a privilege. Thank you so much for your time, sincerely.
Thanks, guys. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Holy.
Wow. Minds are blown. Well, I can't wait to watch this back on YouTube because this is insane.
I know.
All right, let's get to Donna. She's been waiting patiently on the phone. Donna, we're sitting here with our eyes and mouths open right now because Stacey just did a reading for Amy. Now... we're going to sit back and let Stacey take control, and she's going to chat with Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I am good. All right, my friends. So real quick, I got to give you the heads up of how I do this. I do work solely and strictly through God, with God. You're always in charge of your own fate. You're always in charge of your own destiny. Long story short, because you're the person I've been needing to talk to. I can feel everything, past, present, future. I can feel people who are alive, people who are dead, and animals, the whole spiel. I need you to understand. Is your mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. Miguel, I told you.
You did yesterday.
What?
Thank you.
What? That this was going to happen?
And what's funny is I hadn't emailed them back to say who I was picking, but... Stacey said there's somebody with a past or their mom or something that like they're coming towards me now. Wow. Yeah. And I hadn't even emailed them back yet to say, hey, you've been picked.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been intense. And like the whole time I'm trying to talk to the other lovely lady, your mother's been like, I'm here. I'm here. You need to tell her I'm here. You need to tell her I'm okay. You need to tell her she's enough and that she did everything she needed to do.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. I also need you to understand that was she sick before she passed? Because this seems kind of like surprising to me that she passed as fast as she did. Like, it's almost like in her mind, she did not think she was going to go.
No.
Okay. So does that make sense to you? Because she's like, she didn't want to go. Like, she fought for as long as she could.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, she had gone through several operations. This one we thought was going to be a breeze, and nope.
It was literally like one thing after another, after another, after another. So you also have a sibling that did you have a sibling that did not get to say goodbye properly?
No, I don't.
That's interesting. Can I just say what she's trying to get me to say, unless this is somebody else coming through with her? And like, she was like the spirit that says, oh, hey, I'm here and I'm going to let everybody else in behind me. Were you there when she actually passed? Because somebody did not get to say goodbye to her appropriately, like the right way. Cause she's going, somebody told her it was okay to go. And then she's telling me there's other people that weren't able to get there in time, or they feel guilty that they weren't able to be there.
Does that make sense?
Could be my husband.
Okay. This is a child to her.
Pardon?
He's like a child to her. Like, she loved him like another child. That's why I was wondering if he had a sibling. Because it's literally like, this is like another child to her. That they were that important to her.
It could have been my husband.
Okay.
Yeah, he happened to call to work that night, that day.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You have to let him know how much you loved him, please.
I will.
So, I'm just going to talk to you like I know you. Please forgive me. Your dad's also passed?
Yes.
Okay. Did he pass before her? Because they're showing me that they helped each other pass.
No.
Okay. Did he pass after her? She did? Okay. You need to know that she came and got him.
Okay. That'd be appropriate. Yep.
Okay. I'm confused, though, with the way he passed. Did he get... Can I just say it? If this isn't him, then this is a grandfather. Did he have like a heart attack or like something happened and then he went into the hospital? Because he's showing me the event happened and then he went.
Yes, he ended up, he had emphysema, et cetera. And he did. He kind of fell on the floor in the bathroom. And then, of course, we had to call 911 and he did not survive.
Okay. I need you to know that he did not suffer. He's screaming, going, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. And like your mom helped him pass. And they're where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm feeling all this because there's a lot to this whole situation. And it's, you've got a lot of things that have happened in your life in general. And it's deep. There's a lot of deep things here. He needs you to understand that. So was he living by himself? Because he feels like he's one of those people that says, I'm good. I'm fine. Let me be. I don't want everybody fussing over me. I'm all right. But he said that everybody still took care of him and like kept an eye on him, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. He lived with, my mother's sister after she passed.
Okay.
Because she lived with them since the day he got married. So basically, you know, he was stubborn. He did take care of himself. And we were trying to get him to go to the hospital because we thought he was having stroke. That's what you say about being stubborn. Mm. He wouldn't let us bring him to the hospital. And that night he ended up falling on, having issues falling on the floor and, did not make it. Yeah, he wanted no part of the hospital, so that's why he said he was, I'm okay. That's why he kept telling us, I'm okay. And I told him I was going to show up the next morning at 8 o'clock. If you're not okay, I'm bringing you to the hospital. And midnight, I got the phone call.
Wow.
Yeah. Very stubborn. Yes.
Yeah. He is. He just didn't want any part of anybody fussing over him, nothing. And he's good with the way everything went down. Like that's one thing that you need to know is he's good. Like he doesn't want anybody worried about him. He doesn't want anybody feeling guilty. He's very, so you guys didn't get to say goodbye to him.
No, not really. No.
Okay. Then that's interesting. Cause at the beginning where I'm sitting here going, oh, your mom's showing me like somebody's feeling guilty for not being able to say goodbye. I'm wondering if that's her bringing your dad through with this.
Yeah, well, both really, because she had the surgery too, and she never woke up, so we had to basically pull the plug. So basically, both of them never got to do the appropriate goodbye.
Yeah, because your mom's just saying thank you for all that you did for her. It's really important. She's just been nonstop, Did you have to go and clean out the house and stuff like that because she's saying thank you?
Yes. Okay.
Because that was something you were not looking forward to doing. She's also trying to let you know, I guess, do you wear her sweaters or do you, because she keeps wrapping you up and around in a blanket or like a sweater. So did she make you one of these things? Or I'm not trying to go searching, but she's literally wrapping you around in this like blanket, or did she ever crochet, or did you ever have something of hers? Because she's saying that you wear her, unless you have like a tattoo or literally a piece of jewelry, but it doesn't feel like that. It literally feels like cloth.
No, not really. I did have a wedding band. However, it was my father wanted my daughter to have it, so she's the one that's got it. But I was wearing it at a point of time, not lately. And it was a ring.
Could you hold on to that whole idea of like a blanket or anything in case you may look for that or find that in the next few weeks or think about that in the next few weeks? Because like I said, she will not let go of the idea of the blanket. Did your grandmother on her side help raise you? Because I guess there's similarities with the two of you guys. Like she's taking credit for who you are. Like she's very proud of you.
My mother's mother? No, I never even knew her. Never even knew her.
She's definitely one of your guardian angels then.
Yeah, she unfortunately passed away. She was only 39 when she died. My grandmother, my mother's side.
Well, she's very, very proud of you. It's a big deal, and she's definitely one of those. So I'm so intrigued with the thing with your mom because she's just talking about leaving little trinkets and stuff like that for you. So do you ever just like put something down if you're working, okay, and you're doing your thing, and you know how like you'll put down scissors and then all of a sudden they're like gone, and I mean like gone. Or you put down like a pen and you think the pen was right there and it's just gone. Because your dad keeps talking about playing tricks on you. And your mom keeps talking about like, I don't know if you have little trinkets that she collected or a little, she makes me want to hold these little things like porcelain dolls, like little teeny tiny little things, knickknacks. Do you have them in your house? Or did she just collect them?
She used to collect a lot of little, we call them piece de jewels, little knickknacks. I might have some. I can't recall anything right now, but I mean, I do have some of the stuff here.
Okay, because she likes to collect little knickknacks because she's talking about stuff like that being on, like still being around you. And she, like, literally, I look crazy right now. I'm sitting in my living room, my hand out, as if something's sitting inside of it. But she's talking about, like, look at my little knickknacks. They're still there. She's very thankful to you. So there's other things, too, that you need to know. She didn't want to go. She doesn't want you thinking she gave up.
Oh, no, no. I knew that.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, she wasn't
and
ready.
Letting
no.
go was probably the best decision because she was also very afraid to be in a bad place as far, you know what I'm saying? Like it would have been a lot harder on her if it had not happened the way that it did anyway. Does that make sense? Because she's saying thank you.
Yeah, because basically she was brain dead. Yes.
So do you have any questions?
Not really. They're around me, though, right? They're my
all
watching
time.
Us. I always feel like she's here, both of them.
So, and I was going to say, and this is how I'm going to validate this for you, and I'll almost guarantee you get cardinals. Because she keeps showing me the birds.
Oh, yes. We do have cardinals in our backyard. That's why I always say, yeah, they are. Yep.
Because she makes a really big deal out about the cardinals for you. Oh, that's so great. Yeah,
wow.
She loves you immensely, and she's never too far. Neither is your dad, but your mom, it's like I said, she was so desperate to talk to you.
Yeah,
did she
too.
Actually have a discussion with you that she was afraid that she was going to die before these surgeries? Because she's telling me that you guys talked about this.
Yes, because she had several surgeries prior to and never questioned anything. This last procedure, she told me right before that she wasn't going to make it. And I said, Ma, you just had major surgery. She had carotid artery done and went through with flying colors. I said, you'll be fine. And she was right. She didn't make it.
Now, and did the other procedures have, because she keeps showing me her legs. Were the other procedures part of her legs as well?
No, her procedures, I mean, she had breast cancer. She had the thing was with a valve in her heart. That's the last procedure she had done, and she said
a lot of times
wasn't
they
make
go
it.
Through the leg, by the way, to get to your heart. Just FYI.
Thank right. you. Mm. She just keeps showing me like her, like she keeps showing me the blue veins in her legs, and I'm like, well, that's interesting. Okay. Wow. Well,
yes.
So yeah.
Very good.
To her.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is
Thank
super. Oh, I just got so chill bumps.
Have, Watch out have, for those cardinals.
We have them there. We have a pair that live that come every day.
A pair? It's
every year there.
A pair?
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, they're a pair.
Maybe leave some bird seed out.
Right?
We do. So we actually my mother-in-law lives with us, so that's what we have. She has a bird feeder, several of them, and the cardinals come every year they're here. And I did say there's my parents.
That's
yep.
you're right.
That's true. Yep.
Wow. Well, Donna, thank you for letting us eavesdrop on this journey as, you know, Stacy is telling you and bringing back some memories that are very important and cherished to you. So thank you for letting us be a part of that journey.
Well, thank you very much, too.
All right. Bye, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
I enjoyed it. Yep. Thank you.
Well, shit.
Holy crap.
Stacy.
Wow.
Girl. Yes. A lot going on.
I want to, before anyone says anything else, I want to get Scott's reaction because watching you, Scott, is probably the most fascinating on the, if you go to Miguel and Holly's YouTube channel and you see this posted, is I could see the skepticism on your face. And then when the bombs drop and it sort of is like, oh my God. You're just like, holy crap. What's like going through your mind?
It's very shocking because, well, I mean, I listen and I am a skeptic even though I've been around it. And there's just little things there. Like one with Amy and the ashes in the neck, like the specifics, that blows my mind. Like that's where I'm like, oh, shit. Because it's a very similar situation happened to me. And I'm not going to drop any bombs like here because, Stacey, I want to talk to you. But but I just remember, like, my aunt does something very similar, and there's a moment where, like, you know, with the things that's happened in my life, my aunt said something to me, and it was one of those moments where it was, like, it was a specific, and it just, I think about it to this day where it's, like, it's those little things, and I mean, I do admire your gift because those little things, and, like, especially for Don, this is where I'm going to get emotional, like, those things carry you. Like, they keep you going, and they, you know, they remind you when you have those tough moments, so... It's powerful. It really is. Now, you had a lot of moments talking there, and I was like, holy shit. Felt like you're talking to me. So it was cool. It was cool to listen.
Thank you. Thank you. And when you're ready, I am here. Just, I am no pressure.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm like itching at the bite now. I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to rush it, but I do also like, I don't know. I guess when things are hard, like you want to have those moments, like you just, you crave them. And so... I don't know. Maybe I'm like antsy, like to hear things, but maybe I can hold back. I don't know. It is just a little crazy. And it's like, you do want to believe, like I do. Like, that's the thing. I don't want to be a skeptic. I don't want to not believe it because what the hell, like.
But we're sort of trained that way, right?
Yeah, I know. Right. It's because it is very abnormal. It's like, you know, you don't, you're not growing up listening and hearing these things. Mm-hmm. And so when it does come along, you're like, no way.
And
but
a lot of people.
I want to know.
A lot of our experiences collectively have told us to doubt. That right. type of stuff, because we're like that. And even as kids, like when you're little and you're like, "Ma, there's a ghost." Your mother is like, "That's silly. There's no ghost." Right. Like we're almost trained from a young age to automatically brush off anything
out,
of like the supernatural or the things that make sense, but they don't make sense. And so like society has told us you didn't just hear what you thought you heard.
Yeah.
You did not see what you thought you saw.
I still do that with my own kids. They can all do this, and I do not encourage it. I do not. Oh, my goodness gracious, Holly, I was telling you stories yesterday of my 11-year-old when he was little. I mean, it's just, I am totally like, no, we're good. We're good.
You're like, you know.
You do you.
Yeah, you know you didn't. No, because it can be a little weird, and you don't want your kids to feel afraid. And all, adults are that way, too. They're like, you know what? It's better if we just all don't. Question this type of stuff. Right.
All right. And I've told you and Miguel in person, I am my biggest skeptic. I will second guess everything that comes out of my mouth. I am very analytical and I am very, it's bizarre because if you were to meet me and you were at my house yesterday, my house would not you would never know what I do. It's not something I walk around like, yep, this is what I do. This is who I am. It's just a part of who I am. It's not what I am, if that makes any sense.
Right.
And it's just definitely something that I have battled with personally going, because I don't believe in it, but I know what I can do, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I think that was one of the things that when we chatted for the first few times that just sent shivers down my spine is I've always said, and well, no, I've never said this out loud.
Oh, I'm like, oh, this is something you always said.
No, it's not actually. I think it a lot. I don't say it because it sounds crazy, but I've always said that I have really great peripheral vision that I can like see, you know, on the sides of me, but I've always felt like I see things off to the side, and when I try to look, it's like obviously never there.
Yeah.
And I've always been like, oh, well, that's just my mind playing tricks on me or something. And then, Stacey, you asked me, do you, and that's not something I say a lot. I say I have peripheral vision. I don't ever say I see things.
Miguel has always told me he's got good peripheral vision, but not in that capacity.
I've never said that. I've never said that out loud anywhere before.
Probably because you're like, well, that sounds crazy.
I know, right? I was like, well, I see things when I look to the side.
People be like, okay.
Right. And then Stacey was like, well, that means that you see. Those aren't just your mind playing tricks on you. Those are beings that you see.
Yeah.
I read something similar about this recently. Isn't it like if you get those peripheral little whatever dings and you don't feel any type of way, it's just passersby. But if you feel creeped out, then it could be like something that may not have the best intentions.
And that's where I tell a lot of clients and a lot of people, because I do little classes and I do a lot of little help groups and stuff like that with people too. And I always say, you get to control your atmosphere. You get to control your space. If you get creeped out, you are strong enough to say, bye, go away. Most of the time, though, 99% of the time, it's usually your own loved ones and your own circle coming through and just going, hey, checking on you. And I've talked to you about this, Miguel, yourself. You have intuition. You're special. And you know what I mean? You're a little bit more open. So you get to see those people. Those are your people going, hey, I'm here. Love you. You know what I mean? It's just that. It's just a quick hello.
Before we go, and I don't know if you feel anything, but have you felt anything from my end come up on you or anything?
I'm always feeling stuff on you. I literally the other day, what did I send you a text? Oh, you're on my mind, something heavy. And you have been. And I don't know if it's just the stress of like everyday life or what, but there's a shift. There's definitely a shift going on in your private life right now. And I'm like, well, we need to do lunch. And it's one of those things too. And Holly, you and I have a different type of relationship because we're going to be like buddies. But with Miguel, I made him promise, you don't get to tell me nothing in your life. You tell me nothing. I want to know nothing. Let me all guess it out. Because I like the game. I like to be able to feel it.
Mm. Wow.
So true.
So.
Well, Stacey, how can people get into contact with you if they're like, well, I'm a believer?
It's Instagram, Facebook, soulworkerstaceyrenee.com. I'm also, like I said, Facebook, soulworkerstaceyrenee, Instagram, soulworkerstaceyrenee. All of my information is all over the internet and all that fun stuff.
Well, Stacey Renee, you have blown our minds yet again. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys more than you know. And Scotty, let me know when you're ready. You know I'm here. And seriously, many blessings. And I truly appreciate you guys more than you'll know.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, shit. How's everybody feeling?
She didn't tell you, when you guys met, did she not tell you, like, you guys are going to be best buddies and friends and stuff?
She did.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, did she just tell me that, or did she just tell you that?
No. She told me that. And, okay. I mean, I immediately...
That's good, because I was like, doesn't it feel like we already knew her?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I felt like, you know how I am with security, and like,
yes,
that's why I endorse Safe Touch Security. I'm a very,
that's why you think everyone is going to like you, you, when things happen in the middle of the night, you're like, well, we're murdered.
Right. This
and
is
I'm
it.
Like,
we're
why
done.
Is that the first thing your mind jumps to? Because right. the first thing my mind jumps to is the tall man from the Haunting of Hill House.
Oh God.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Hill House.
I gotcha.
Now stop it with the bad night lady.
Oh, I should have asked AC about that. About my previous lives. That is super fascinating when she delves into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I invited her to my house for the first reading.
Oh.
Like, we were supposed to meet at Panera Bread, and I was like, something was just like, why don't you come to my house? Because I normally would never do that. I would normally never let someone I've never met before. Like I said, we met through a mutual friend, and a mutual friend was like, hey, I have this medium that feels like she needs to tell you something. And I was like, what humbo jumbo is this? What are you talking about, girl?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I feel something. Wow. Scott, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
He's like, I just.
And maybe this is not the best day because I have 1,000 things to do, but.
Right.
I would like to sit and process this. I don't have time, but it's good.
Right.
Okay. It's fine.
And that's the thing. That's that you don't have to let it all sink in right the second.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would like to. It's like it made away. Me feel something. I was like, ah, right. that feels good. But.
Okay.
Tuck yeah. that away.
So interesting.
All right, Scott, what's your social media?
At Scott Tavlin, Scott Tavlin.
Holly.
Radio Holly on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram.
Miguel Fuller, you can find me everywhere. Make sure to leave us a review if you really enjoyed this podcast. Please, please, please leave us a review. You can write it out, only a couple of sentences, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to this podcast. Leave us a review and a rating. And thanks for being a part of the Platypus Posse. If you want some Miguel and Holly stickers, just shoot me an email with your address, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. We'll see you next week.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.